Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Goodbye, Oakland Winning, Wanderlust, and a Sports Town's Fight for Survival is a 2023 sports history and civic narrative by Dave Newhouse and Andy Dolich. The book examines Oakland through the lens of its professional teams, especially the Athletics, Raiders, and Warriors, and uses their departures to explain how the city's identity as a major sports town was built and then weakened. Drawing on Newhouse's long career as an Oakland sports journalist and Dolich's front office experience with the Athletics, the book combines insider memory with historical reporting. Its purpose is not simply to recount franchise relocation, but to show how ownership decisions, stadium politics, local economics, and civic loyalty interact. The result is a portrait of Oakland as a city whose sports success once symbolized broader cultural pride, even as shifting business priorities and infrastructure limits made that legacy increasingly fragile. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Oakland's rise as a championship sports identity. A central subject of the book is Oakland's long period as a nationally recognized sports city. The authors treat the city's identity as more than nostalgia, arguing that professional success helped define Oakland as a place of civic pride and regional visibility. The Athletics, Raiders, and Warriors gave the city an unusually dense concentration of high-profile teams, titles, and unforgettable figures. That success mattered because it tied local identity to achievement in ways that extended beyond the scoreboard. The book suggests that sports in Oakland functioned as a shared language across neighborhoods, generations, and social groups, making the city's teams part of its public meaning. By beginning with this foundation, the authors established that the later losses were not isolated business events. They were cultural setbacks that undermined a long-standing civic narrative. This framing helps explain why the departure of each team felt so personal to many residents and why Oakland became a symbol of a city struggling to preserve what its franchises once represented. Secondly, inside perspective from journalism and team management. One of the book's most distinctive features is the combination of Dave Newhouse's decades of sports reporting and Andy Dolich's years inside the Athletics organization. Newhouse brings the perspective of a journalist who covered the city and its teams for generations, while Dolich contributes firsthand knowledge of how franchises evaluate markets, ownership priorities, and stadium decisions. That pairing gives the book more authority than a purely retrospective fan account. It allows the authors to connect public events with the behind-the-scenes logic that often shapes them. The reader gets a sense of how media coverage, executive decision-making, and public memory overlap, especially when a franchise is moving toward relocation. The book is therefore as much about how sports stories are told as it is about the events themselves. Its value lies in showing that Oakland's team history can be understood only by combining lived experience, institutional knowledge, and long-term observation. This blended viewpoint also helps explain why the book reads as both reflective and corrective, aiming to recover details that can be lost in simple relocation narratives. Thirdly, franchise relocation as a story of ownership, loyalty, and commodification. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that Oakland lost teams not because the city lacked fans, but because modern sports ownership increasingly treats franchises as movable assets. The authors critique the shift from community-centered loyalty to profit-centered strategy, using the departures of the Raiders, Warriors, and Athletics to show how vulnerable cities can be when ownership priorities change. This is not presented as a simplistic blame narrative. Instead, the book argues that relocation becomes possible when business interests, league structures, and local leverage all align against the city. Oakland is portrayed as especially exposed because its teams became part of broader financial calculations rather than civic commitments. The result is a wider argument about the commodification of sports franchises can be marketed as symbols of place while remaining detachable from that place when money favors a The book uses Oakland to show the human cost of that logic, including fan betrayal, lost public trust, and the erosion of local identity. In this sense, the relocation story becomes a case study in how sports capitalism reshapes cities as much as it reshapes teams. Fourthly, Howard Terminal and the limits of stadium-centered revival. Another important theme is the failed effort to secure a new ballpark at Howard Terminal. The book does not treat the project simply as a missed opportunity. It uses it to illustrate the structural challenges of stadium development in Oakland. According to the authors, the city's shipping activity and waterfront logistics made the proposed site difficult for a ballpark, especially when balanced against the demands of a modern waterfront district. This matters because it shifts the discussion away from sentimental hope and toward urban planning realities. The book suggests that stadium projects often become symbolic cures for deeper economic problems, even when the underlying geography and infrastructure are poorly suited to them. In Oakland's case, the ballpark proposal also became bound up with housing, commercial development, and broader redevelopment dreams. When the Athletics chose Las Vegas instead, the city lost not only a team, but also the civic narrative attached to the project. The book uses this episode to show how stadium politics can promise economic renewal while leaving cities with disappointment if the practical constraints were underestimated from the start. Lastly, Oakland as a cautionary case about civic loss and sports culture. Beyond local history, the book uses Oakland as a wider warning about what happens when sports, economics, and civic identity move out of alignment. The authors are concerned with the long-term damage caused by repeated departures, diminished public confidence, reduced cultural cohesion, and a sense that a city can be discarded by institutions it helps support. The book also emphasizes the emotional memory attached to sports journalism, because writing about teams is part of preserving what a city once meant to itself. That makes the loss of newspapers, reporters, and longtime observers relevant to the story of team relocation. The city is not only losing franchises, it is losing the storytellers who helped make those franchises part of daily life. This broader framing gives the book its lasting value. It is not just a book about Oakland or baseball, football, and basketball. It is about how communities are represented, how history is preserved, and how easily civic meaning can be weakened when sports are treated as portable business opportunities rather than shared public institutions. In conclusion, goodbye. Oakland should be read by Bay Area sports fans, students of urban history, journalists, and anyone interested in how professional sports shaped civic identity. It will also appeal to readers who want an insider account of franchise relocation that goes beyond headlines and reaction. The book offers practical insight into how ownership decisions, stadium economics, and local infrastructure can determine whether a team stays or leaves, while also providing an emotional record of what that loss feels like for a community. Its main strength is the combination of historical memory and organizational experience. Neuhaus's reporting background and Dulwich's front office knowledge give the book a perspective many relocation books lack. Compared with more generic sports histories, it stands out because it treats Oakland not as a backdrop for team movement, but as a complex civic ecosystem where culture, business, and loyalty are tightly connected. Readers looking for a nuanced account of why sports cities rise, endure, and fracture will find it especially worthwhile. If you would like to support Dave Neuhaus, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.